Сейчас вы будете выполнять задания по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела «Аудирование» перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер один.
Задание 1.
Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AF и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
What's my favorite holiday? I know this may sound strange, but I love Easter. My family isn't very religious, but I am aware of which Easter traditions are connected with the Bible. For example, there's the tradition of painting eggs and giving them to other people as a symbol of eternal life, but few people actually do this anymore. Instead, they buy chocolate eggs, and I adore chocolate. Sweets are my true passion, and that's why I love Easter.
Speaker B.
My friends say too often that I laugh too much, and I agree. That's why I enjoy April Fool's Day so much. You may know it takes place every year on April 1st, and on this day, you never really know if someone is trying to pull your leg. And it's important that even if someone tries to fool you, you don't lose your temper. Otherwise, people may suspect you of the worst possible sin, a bad sense of humor. No one has ever accused me of that.
Speaker C.
As a girl, I always enjoy celebrating Women's Day on March 8th, most of all. This is the day for paying tribute to all women, and first of all, your mothers and grandmothers. In some places, this day is called Mother's Day, and it too is celebrated in spring. Men give women flowers and presents, and they do all the domestic work around the house and in the kitchen. For women, it's a relaxing break from domestic routines, a nice change and a chance to rest.
Speaker D.
Some people love New Year's Eve, but I adore Christmas. The holiday is connected with the birth of Jesus Christ, as told in the Holy Bible. When Jesus was born, wise men from the East came to worship him, and they gave the child presents. That's why people nowadays try to please their friends and relatives by giving Christmas presents. It's a very sincere holiday, and I think everyone feels a bit kinder and more generous on that day.
Speaker E.
I think New Year is especially popular with children. In many houses, there's a fir tree and other decorations. Families get together to welcome in the new year, a truly magical moment. You can start your life anew if you want to, make resolutions, talk about plans and promises, or share your most secret thoughts. If you do these things, probably your wishes will come true. At least I like to think so. On that day, anything can happen, so give it a try.
Speaker F.
In my country, it's not celebrated, but I've always thought Thanksgiving is a great tradition. It has an interesting legend behind it. In 1621, the first pilgrims in America were dying of hunger, but neighboring Native Americans helped them survive. On this day, everyone has the chance to say thank you for everything good that has happened in their lives during the year. So although it's not my national holiday, on that day I do it in secret because I'm thankful to God.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
What's my favorite holiday? I know this may sound strange, but I love Easter. My family isn't very religious, but I am aware of which Easter traditions are connected with the Bible. For example, there's the tradition of painting eggs and giving them to other people as a symbol of eternal life, but few people actually do this anymore. Instead, they buy chocolate eggs, and I adore chocolate. Sweets are my true passion, and that's why I love Easter.
Speaker B.
My friends say too often that I laugh too much, and I agree. That's why I enjoy April Fool's Day so much. You may know it takes place every year on April 1st, and on this day, you never really know if someone is trying to pull your leg. And it's important that even if someone tries to fool you, you don't lose your temper. Otherwise, people may suspect you of the worst possible sin, a bad sense of humor. No one has ever accused me of that.
Speaker C.
As a girl, I always enjoy celebrating Women's Day on March 8th, most of all. This is the day for paying tribute to all women, and first of all, your mothers and grandmothers. In some places, this day is called Mother's Day, and it too is celebrated in spring. Men give women flowers and presents, and they do all the domestic work around the house and in the kitchen. For women, it's a relaxing break from domestic routines, a nice change and a chance to rest.
Speaker D.
Some people love New Year's Eve, but I adore Christmas. The holiday is connected with the birth of Jesus Christ, as told in the Holy Bible. When Jesus was born, wise men from the east came to worship him, and they gave the child presents. That's why people nowadays try to please their friends and relatives by giving Christmas presents. It's a very sincere holiday, and I think everyone feels a bit kinder and more generous on that day.
Speaker E.
I think New Year is especially popular with children. In many houses, there's a fir tree and other decorations. Families get together to welcome in the new year, a truly magical moment. You can start your life anew if you want to, make resolutions, talk about plans and promises, or share your most secret thoughts. If you do these things, probably your wishes will come true. At least, I like to think so. On that day, anything can happen, so give it a try.
Speaker F.
In my country, it's not celebrated, but I've always thought Thanksgiving is a great tradition. It has an interesting legend behind it. In 1621, the first pilgrims in America were dying of hunger, but neighboring Native Americans helped them survive. On this day, everyone has the chance to say thank you for everything good that has happened in their lives during the year. So although it's not my national holiday, on that day I do it in secret because I'm thankful to God.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста 1. True, к Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Joey. It's good to see you after your gap year. You look fantastic. I'd love to have a tan like yours, but it's difficult to get here in misty England.
Thanks, Kathy. I'm really happy to finally be back home. I've missed everybody here so much, including you, of course. Drop by my place someday. I'll show you my photos. There are a lot of them, and they're amazing. And Mum will be delighted to see you. She'll treat you to her special cake.
So where have you been? Tell me. I can't wait.
Here, there, everywhere.
Stop right there, Joey. I'm already green with envy. You are so lucky to have traveled so much. As for me, I'm a stay-at-home girl. I haven't been anywhere but Greece. And Greece doesn't count. It's just a typical summer vacation with my parents. I hope I can have a gap year, too, after high school is over.
Oh, don't be envious. To be honest, I mainly stayed in Australia, which is, of course, a great place. Take it from me. I did a lot of wildlife watching.
And I guess you did a lot of sports there, too. You look really fit.
Not really. I didn't have any time for sports, except for surfing, of course. If you go to Australia, you have to take up surfing. It's the best place in the world for water sports.
But you've always been into sports, haven't you?
You know, I used to be an obsessive tennis player, but I gave it up when I broke my ankle last year.
Oh, I really love tennis. My coach says I'm a natural. How about a game sometime?
Well, I'm really rusty. I'll have to practice first.
Don't be silly. I'm only a novice. We'll just have a friendly game, that's all.
Okay, let's say Monday. Does that suit you?
Monday afternoon is perfect. In the morning, I'm working at my dad's shop.
Good, it's a date. See you then. And maybe we can get a cup of tea after the game?
Why not? There's a good juice bar in the club as well. We can have healthy drinks instead.
Okay, and then we can have a proper chat. There's still a lot to tell you about my time away.
Absolutely. I'll be free the rest of the day. I must be off now, though. My class starts in half an hour.
Have a nice day.
Thanks. Same to you. Bye.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hi, Joey. It's good to see you after your gap year. You look fantastic. I'd love to have a tan like yours, but it's difficult to get here in misty England.
Thanks, Kathy. I'm really happy to finally be back home. I've missed everybody here so much, including you, of course. Drop by my place someday. I'll show you my photos. There are a lot of them, and they're amazing. And Mum will be delighted to see you. She'll treat you to her special cake.
So where have you been? Tell me. I can't wait.
Here, there, everywhere.
Stop right there, Joey. I'm already green with envy. You are so lucky to have traveled so much. As for me, I'm a stay-at-home girl. I haven't been anywhere but Greece. And Greece doesn't count. It's just a typical summer vacation with my parents. I hope I can have a gap year, too, after high school is over.
Oh, don't be envious. To be honest, I mainly stayed in Australia, which is, of course, a great place. Take it from me. I did a lot of wildlife watching.
And I guess you did a lot of sports there, too. You look really fit.
Not really. I didn't have any time for sports, except for surfing, of course. If you go to Australia, you have to take up surfing. It's the best place in the world for water sports.
But you've always been into sports, haven't you?
You know, I used to be an obsessive tennis player, but but I gave it up when I broke my ankle last year.
Oh, I really love tennis. My coach says I'm a natural. How about a game sometime?
Well, I'm really rusty. I'll have to practice first.
Don't be silly. I'm only a novice. We'll just have a friendly game, that's all.
Okay, let's say Monday. Does that suit you?
Monday afternoon is perfect. In the morning, I'm working at my dad's shop.
Good, it's a date. See you then. And maybe we can get a cup of tea after the game?
Why not? There's a good juice bar in the club as well. We can have healthy drinks instead.
Okay, and then we can have a proper chat. There's still a lot to tell you about my time away.
Absolutely. I'll be free the rest of the day. I must be off now, though. My class starts in half an hour.
Have a nice day.
Thanks. Same to you. Bye.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our weekly program for parents. Every week we invite experts to talk about the burning issues that parents have when bringing up their children. Today's expert is Laura Johns.
Good afternoon.
Laura, what exactly are you going to talk about today?
Today I'd like to talk about kids and pocket money.
That's definitely an important topic for our listeners.
Many children first learn the value of money by receiving an allowance. The idea is to let children learn from experience at an age when financial mistakes are not very costly.
Sounds wise. So how much money do parents usually give to their kids?
The amount of money that parents give to their children differs from family to family. Timing is another consideration. Some children get a weekly allowance, others get a monthly allowance. Any regular time period is okay. What's important is that parents should make clear what, if anything, the child is expected to buy with the money.
Is that so important?
It's crucial. At first, young children often spend all their allowance too quickly after they receive it. If they do this, they learn the hard way that they need to have a personal budget. When I work with parents, I always advise that they not give their kids any more money until the next allowance. The object is to show young people that a budget demands choices between spending and saving. Older children should be responsible enough to save money for larger costs like clothing or electronics.
I know many people give their children pocket money for doing chores around the house. What do you think? Is that a good idea?
Many experts who have written on the subject of allowances say it's not a good idea to pay your child for doing regular household chores, like washing the dinner dishes. These jobs are a normal part of family life. Paying children to do extra work around the house, however, can be useful. It can even provide an understanding of how a business works.
So, pocket money is a positive thing after all?
It can be. Allowances give children a chance to experience the things they can do with money. They can share it in the form of gifts or donations to a good cause. They can use it to buy things they want. Or they can save and maybe even invest it.
In your opinion, which lesson is the most important here?
Definitely saving. It helps children understand that costly goals require sacrifice. You have to cut costs and plan for the future. Requiring children to save part of their allowance can also open the door to more saving and investing in the future. Many banks offer specialized accounts to help children and teenagers learn about personal finance. At the same time, of course, the banks are creating future customers.
Could you explain how exactly it works?
A savings account is an excellent way to learn about the power of compound interest. Interest rates on savings can be very low these days, but compounding works by paying interest on interest. So, for example, $1 invested at 2% interest will earn 2 cents in the first year. The second year, the money will earn 2% of $1 and 2 cents, and so on. That may not seem like a lot, but over time, it adds up.
Thank you, Laura.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our weekly program for parents. Every week we invite experts to talk about the burning issues that parents have when bringing up their children. Today's expert is Laura Johns.
Good afternoon.
Laura, what exactly are you going to talk about today?
Today I'd like to talk about kids and pocket money.
That's definitely an important topic for our listeners.
Many children first learn the value of money by receiving an allowance. The idea is to let children learn from experience at an age when financial mistakes are not very costly.
Sounds wise. So how much money do parents usually give to their kids?
The amount of money that parents give to their children differs from family to family. Timing is another consideration. Some children get a weekly allowance, others get a monthly allowance. Any regular time period is okay. What's important is that parents should make clear what, if anything, the child is expected to buy with the money.
Is that so important?
It's crucial. At first, young children often spend all their allowance too quickly after they receive it. If they do this, they learn the hard way that they need to have a personal budget. When I work with parents, I always advise that they not give their kids any more money until the next allowance. The object is to show young people that a budget demands choices between spending and saving. Older children should be responsible enough to save money for larger costs like clothing or electronics.
I know many people give their children pocket money for doing chores around the house. What do you think? Is that a good idea?
Many experts who have written on the subject of allowances say it's not a good idea to pay your child for doing regular household chores, like washing the dinner dishes. These jobs are a normal part of family life. Paying children to do extra work around the house, however, can be useful. It can even provide an understanding of how a business works.
So, pocket money is a positive thing after all?
It can be. Allowances give children a chance to experience the things they can do with money. They can share it in the form of gifts or donations to a good cause. They can use it to buy things they want. Or they can save and maybe even invest it.
In your opinion, which lesson is the most important here?
Definitely saving. It helps children understand that costly goals require sacrifice. You have to cut costs and plan for the future. Requiring children to save part of their allowance can also open the door to more saving and investing in the future. Many banks offer specialized accounts to help children and teenagers learn about personal finance. At the same time, of course, the banks are creating future customers.
Could you explain how exactly it works?
A savings account is an excellent way to learn about the power of compound interest. Interest rates on savings can be very low these days, but compounding works by paying interest on interest. So, for example, $1 invested at 2% interest will earn 2 cents in the first year. The second year, the money will earn 2% of $1 and 2 cents, and so on. That may not seem like a lot, but over time, it adds up.
Thank you, Laura.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.